Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church, the church on the cornerstone whose cornerstone is Christ. I'd like to welcome you to our Sunday morning worship as we praise the Lord with joy and thanksgiving. We're blessed to have Mackenzie share the message this morning. Mackenzie grew up here at St. John's, graduated from Pettisville High School in the year 2010, and is the daughter of Mark and Tammy. Mackenzie has recently returned from spending time working internationally and has shared about some of those experiences with the St. John's community. You can ask her more about her work after the service today. Pastor Eric is at Camp Allendale in southern Indiana through Friday. He is counseling a cabin of third and fourth grade boys. Under the leadership of this week's camp director, his daughter Amy. Please be aware of the special schedule for next Sunday, July 14th. A congregational meeting has been called for final approval of the building project. 9 a.m. will be Sunday school, 10 o'clock worship service, and then at 11:15, we'll have the special congregational meeting. Informational packets regarding the building project are available on a table in the narthex, and also a digital copy of the information packet will be emailed along with Zoom information. To prepare for this congregational meeting, there'll be an informational meeting held Thursday, July 11th at 7 o'clock. It will be the same presentation that was given this morning during the Sunday school hour. Any and all are invited to the Senior Saints concert this upcoming Thursday, July 11th at 11 a.m. in the sanctuary. And all of our college age students and recent graduates up to the age of 25 are invited to attend a mocktail workshop at King's Corner Garage on Wednesday, July 24th at 6:30. If you're interested, please RSVP by registering online at the church website. Today, our senior high Sunday school started a summer study entitled Worthy. All high schoolers are welcome to join in. It's not too late. Grab your study Bible and meet in the youth room next Sunday at 9:15. Our worship of God begins this morning with the call of worship being led by our praise team.
Sorry. Oh, mission of the month. I apologize.
That is fine. I am the mission of the month. Shepherd Circle. On behalf of the Shepherd Circle Board, first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. For 20 years, you have supported us in prayer and with your finances, and we couldn't do what we do without you. So thank you. Have you ever gone into a city and encountered a flock of pigeons? Sometimes hundreds of them hang together, and when disturbed, they all fly into the sky at once, as if on cue. Then no sooner did they take off, they return right on the spot where they began. This is called community. Some people long for a community like that, to find people and hang together, to fly together. Few things are as lovely as having someone pulling with you, cheering you on. Few things are as wonderful as giving our strength and receiving from others what we lack. Few things are as sacred as protecting, trusting, and caring for one another, building a community where we all belong. In the past, I've always shared the mechanics of Shepherd Circle with you. You already know these details. Today, I want to share with you the bigger picture, giving someone community. 31 years ago, a shepherd received a sheep. With this individual came his family and a beautiful little 4-year-old girl. This shepherd has been in constant community with this now 35-year-old woman. I'm going to call her Jane. Jane has had a job for 7 years at a factory in Defiance. Because affordable housing is such a problem in our area, over the past year, Jane and her shepherd have been looking at homes she could buy in the Defiance area with a locked-in payment. Jane bid on 4 or 5 of them, but without success. Jane has a fiancé and a baby on the way. As a result, they look for a larger place to rent. Prices were over $800 a month, and they were all dumps. God apparently had his eye on Jane for this entire journey. A week ago, a small house went on the market just 1 mile from her work. It was priced a bit over her budget, but they went to look at the house anyways. This little house had so many perks: tastefully decorated, clean, new appliances, updated kitchen and bath, big backyard. Oh, she wanted to make an offer. She had a pre-approved letter from a local bank, but it wasn't enough to cover this little home. The shepherd casually told a friend in the community the story. A few hours later, the friend called back and said, "Don't mess with the bank. My wife and I will fund $125,000 for her. We looked at the pictures online of the home, and it's just so nice. We want to help." So with confidence, Jane could bid $9,000 over the asking price. A few days later, the realtor called and said the seller accepted the top bid of $140,000. What a disappointment. 30 minutes later, the realtor called again. The seller would take $125 cash over the $140,000 to be financed. God was making himself known in a very big way for this young, hardworking lady who has always been clean, kind, and respectful. Since the sellers were leaving the area, the shepherd had one more idea. The house was so tastefully decorated, she wondered if they could make a deal on some of the furnishings, as they just fit this little house so well. What could Jane buy for $1,250? The seller said, "We don't want to pack it all up and move it. We'll leave it all for Jane." God's hand is so apparent in this entire saga. To have it unfold 31 years ago, it couldn't have happened to a more deserving young woman, and certainly not without God. This is called community, and community is a big part of Shepherd Circle. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. As we enter this time of worship, let us remember the holy God we are here to praise and the sacrifice he made for us. Let us sing, "For Your Name is Holy."
Holy,
is from Psalm 98. Psalm 98 is a call to celebrate with joy the righteous reign of God. Psalm 98, 1 through 9. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our faithfulness. Oops, excuse me here. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. Let's pray. Our Lord, our God, may we each sing to you a new song in our hearts as we worship you with great joy this morning. We recognize you have done wonderful deeds and your faithfulness continues. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross. His death makes life possible. All praise to you for the mighty victory over sin and death. We sing with joy for the saving power of Christ our Lord, which brings us eternal hope. Amen.
What an amazing God we have, who is here before the world even began. Let us praise him, and as it states in Psalm 98, let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy. Please stand as you are able to sing May the Peoples Praise You, followed by Ancient of Days.
Yeah.
please pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Ooh, we've got a few that have the memo. I invite the children to come forward. All right, you know what? We're going to do a little bit of an activity. Can you do me a huge favor and scooch down here and sit in a circle? Can we do that? All right, who's played hot potato before? Yeah, cool. Okay, same concept here. Let's scooch in together. We're going to be passing something off, okay? I have this tennis ball here. So, who wants to start? Okay. Pass it to your right, and we're just going to pass it around in a circle. Okay, that's easy, right? Yeah, just pass it around in a circle. Ready? Go. Great. Look at that. Keep passing it. All right. Whew! Can we give them a round of applause? That was hard work. All right. Now hold on. I'm going to throw you for a loop, okay? Keep passing. I'm going to add 10 more in here, okay? Keep going as fast as you can. We're going to go with 10. Okay. 10. Huh. Well, I don't have 10 tennis balls, so... ooh. Okay, good job on two. Yay! Great work! All right, you guys can go sit it back up on the stairs. I'll take the tennis balls so we're not accidentally throwing them at people who are falling asleep. All right. So, though disappointing, I hope my lack of planning will help us think about today's scripture story, okay? In it, we hear Jesus talking to his disciples about what he expects them to do after his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Mommy. You need to sit and listen. In it, Jesus starts by saying that he has loved the disciples the same way that God loves them. Jesus then tells the disciples to love each other as he has loved them. In other words, God first loved Jesus, and then Jesus loves the disciples. And then the disciples love one another. So this love is kind of like passing on our tennis balls, right? Yeah? I pass it to you, you pass it to the next person, and so on. Pretty simple, right? Yeah. But what happens if the disciples run out of love? Just like I ran out of tennis balls. Sometimes we run out of love, don't we? Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to have that much love for other people, isn't it? We don't have any more love to pass out then. This is why it's important to notice where Jesus gets his love from, because he doesn't create it by himself. Instead, Jesus receives love from God. It's important to remember this because humans, like us, we can run out of love, just like we ran out of tennis balls. But God does not run out of love. God always has more love to give us. So if we keep turning to God like Jesus did and taught his disciples to do, then we'll always have more love to receive and then always have love to share with each other. And that's pretty good news, huh? Yeah. Can you guys pray with me? You're going to repeat after me, okay? Let's bow our heads and pray, okay? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Who receives your love and then shares it with others. Help us to learn how to do the same. Thank you and amen. All right, you guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up.
Let's pray. Gracious and glorious God, thank you for the wonderful imagery of the scriptures, such as in John 15. Viewing you as the gardener and understanding Jesus as the vine, may our continual desire and focus as branches certainly be to remain attached, connected channels of your love. and grace for our own spiritual nourishment and the spiritual nourishment of others. Through bearing, through producing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May our connectedness bear much fruit, as Jesus desires in John 15. We thank you, Lord, for our continual connection with Mackenzie, and we pray your Spirit blesses her as she offers the message this morning. We pray for the launching of Worthy, a new Sunday school ministry for high schoolers. We pray for next Sunday's congregational meeting and the long-awaited work to be accomplished. We also pray for Don, Gretchen, Marilyn, Sandy, Regina, Ben and Sue, Stuart and Rhonda, Larry, Mel, and Monty. We also pray for the people we have on our hearts, Lord, but who aren't listed in our bulletin. Lord, you know who they are. Hear us as we unite in praying the words of our Lord and Savior. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Matt. That was beautiful.